Microsoft's purpose is in service of your purpose.
And again, 2024 is the year that partners come out as the leading edge of the spear on finding this buyer intent.
You show up to every meeting and demonstrate why you are relevant.
Every day I have to force myself to make sure that I'm taking one step ahead in terms of my own learning.
That flywheel of success is where you will build momentum, and that momentum will continue, and then you feed into the other systems to say, this is what we did, this is how we did it together.
Welcome to, or welcome back to, The Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I'm Vince Menzione, your host, and my mission is to help leaders like you achieve your greatest results through successful partnering. In fact, we've been using the term ultimate partner to help you become the ultimate partner. I'm here live in our beautiful studios in Boca Raton, Florida. If you've watched and listened to the last several episodes, you've seen us here where we've interviewed so many amazing leaders, and we continue to bring incredible content and leaders to you to help you achieve your greatest results. Well, today we're at episode 218. I was thinking about this. We haven't done a solo cast in quite some time, maybe even 100 episodes. And I wanted to have this time with you to share a little bit more about what we've been up to, a little bit of a recap of all the amazing leaders we've had just this past few months on Ultimate Guide to Partnering, and to share some things that are going on within Ultimate Partner and Ultimate Partner Experience. But I wanted to recap and bring you back to a period of time. 7 years ago, I left Microsoft. And when I left Microsoft, I had recognized while I was there, and I recognized when I left, that so many organizations struggled to get it right working with the tech giant. In fact, they still do. I saw what leaders did, what organizations did to achieve their greatest results. And I wanted to share those principles with you. And those principles have evolved into 7 principles of effective partnering. And through the podcast, we've spotlighted so many of the incredible leaders and what they've done. We brought leaders from Microsoft, Amazon, and Google, and other tech giants to the platform to talk about the art and science of successful partnering. And we've also brought spotlights to help you achieve specific results across the various principles of successful partnering. And hopefully I've been a good steward to you. Last week, you rewarded us with high Apple ratings. We were in the top 110 podcasts in the business tech sector. And so I really want to thank you for your continued support of Ultimate Guide to Partnering. I've been talking about this time of rapid transformation since we started the podcast. And we've seen that transformation accelerate. In fact, during COVID, we really accelerated transformation. Satya Nadella, during that period of time, talked about 7 years of transformation in 7 months. We'll never go back to where we were before 2020. Our lives have rapidly changed during that time. And in fact, they continue to change rapidly. Just in the last year or so, right? I mean, we've seen the shifts. I look at it from the hyperscaler lens. Last year alone, Microsoft invested $32 billion in cloud infrastructure build-out. We've seen over $340 billion in durable cloud budgets amongst the three hyperscalers. And now you layer in AI and you see even more dominance across those three hyperscalers. And so no longer is this just a conversation about partnering and building a channel or an ecosystem. It's really about how do I partner the most effectively with these three mega organizations, these hyperscalers. And you might often include Oracle as the fourth hyperscaler. So this is a time like no other. And we've been chronicling this rapid transformation. And in fact, layering on top of that with these other tectonic shifts, we have two wars going on right now. So we've seen a lot of turbulence in our lives, in our society. We had over 470,000 tech professionals laid off last year alone. And organizations are all saying, we're going to do more with less. The tech giants are saying, we're going to all do more with less, which means that you need to go do it alone. You need to figure out and decode what your approach should be, what the success factors that will be to help you achieve your greatest results. And this dominance across the hyperscalers means that you need to have an effective cloud go-to-market strategy with each of them. And then you need to take that strategy down market through your ecosystem to your customers. You see, my good friend Jay McBain, who was in the studio with me not too long ago, talked about the 7 or 8 seats at the table. The customers are making the decision. They're deciding which vendors they're going to go with. And in fact, the decisions are being made upstream at the board level. The CEO is now becoming the CIO. They're making the decision about cloud platforms. And then in the lines of business, decisions are being made. And the customers are pulling and stitching together the solutions that will drive the effectiveness of their organizations. They're cobbling together multiple solutions. They're not just relying on one systems integrator or one throat to choke. These durable cloud budgets and these decision processes are going to continue to expand. And we've seen through this the dominance of marketplaces. In fact, we weren't even talking about marketplaces 3 or 4 years ago. We've seen marketplaces become the thing. And I've talked about through the podcast, the marketplace moment, where we've seen the dominance now amongst the hyperscalers. My goal through all of this is to be your guide through the turbulence, this time of rapid change and transformation. I like to talk about the Jupiter Lighthouse in my hometown of Jupiter, Florida. This is the oldest structure in Palm Beach County. It was built in 1865. And in fact, it has guided sailors through turbulent waters, through the choppy waters of the Jupiter Inlet through many years. And I like to hearken back to that because I feel that in many respects, we're trying to be a guide for you to help you through the choppy waters. We started this podcast with humble beginnings back in a spare bedroom 7 years ago. And last year, we recognized the opportunity to help you, to help to become a strong voice in this hyperscaler or cloud go-to-market movement. We pivoted the business. We've invested in the podcast. You can see this beautiful studio here in Boca, and I'm going to talk more about this beautiful facility that Mike Jones and the Media Zones team has made available to us for not only the podcast, but also for events. We hosted a couple of successful events last year. We hosted a digital companion event around the Microsoft Inspire Conference, where we brought Microsoft, many leaders from Microsoft, and experts in to help you achieve your greatest results. We had 4 fireside chats. We had spotlight sessions with partners that had gotten it right. And we had other leaders in a discourse around topics like ecosystem and marketplace and how to effectively drive co-selling methodology and go-to-market strategies. Such an incredible event. All of that content, by the way, is recorded and available, and I'll talk to you more about that in a moment. But we also then recognized, and people came to us after that event and said, you did such a great digital event. Can you bring us a live event? We're dying to get back in person again. Microsoft did not do a live Inspire conference last year. And so in 12 weeks, we built and hosted Ultimate Partner Live in Dallas, Texas. We had over 300 leaders come into the room. And if you included the Microsoft leaders that participated, over 500 people came to Las Colinas. I mean, our opening reception was astounding. And I still get feedback when I speak to people that were there live and I hadn't seen since, that that was in fact one of the best conferences they ever attended. And so we're hoping to replicate that. We're gonna have some announcements later this month and later regarding what we're doing next with the live experience.
If you're part of the movement, I have a very strong point of view. I've sat on both sides of the table for over 30 years now. I built growth through partnerships in PC, internet, cloud, mobile, AI, marketplaces, and more. I've also seen the demise of organizations that are resistant to change. I'm part of the communities, special interest groups, and associations, and I don't see one place that mirrors the ecosystem and brings it all together. You see, I see a vibrant world where hyperscalers, builders, ISV sellers, SIs, MSPs, and other partners come together to spark the ecosystem's growth. I've talked to many of you, and what I continually hear is it's noisy, I don't know whom to listen to, and where to go. There's a massive opportunity, but I'm not sure how to get there. Well, you've been heard. We're getting ready to open the doors early to pilot this new experience. We want this to be your place with your feedback and participation. If you're a builder, an innovator, or a leader, Visit our website.
We also made a commitment to you as our viewers and listeners that we would be on this mission to help each of you, partners, leaders, and organizations, achieve more through this platform. And we are committed to that. In fact, I have made a commitment that I will spend the next 10 years to help us get to that level of achieving our greatest results. You see, I won't be done until partnership is integrated into the C-suite in every organization. I'm fully committed to this because I've lived it through each of my transformations, starting from my early days, carrying a bag, to being a VP of sales as a startup, to doing a turnaround where I embedded a partner strategy into driving the success of that organization and having Golden Gate Capital sell us for 5X in 26 months, to my 9 years at Microsoft, where I led the ecosystem for public sector across federal government, state and local, education, and healthcare. We were the first industries at Microsoft. And now my time since, and the time that I've seen working with organizations and participating in with those organizations to help drive those results. You see, I still think that we are not fully where we need to be. I still see alliance organizations that are fully disengaged from the selling process. I see channel organizations that are bolted on, that are a function of themselves and a channel to market versus this integrated ecosystem approach. And so we won't be done until we help organizations have a holistic approach so that every organization is driving their most effective partnering strategy. I want to talk about the podcast so far this year. It has been an incredible few months since we started the new year. Michelle Raguza McBain started us off. She kicked off the year. She's the channel chief at SonicWall and a great friend and such a passionate and smart leader on channels and ecosystem strategy. We then went on site at Microsoft Studios, and I was blessed to have Microsoft host me for 4 incredible sessions at Microsoft Studios with the team at Run Studios there. And we had Sharon Schoenborn, Microsoft's SMC leader for the Americas. Sharon is one of the most incredible leaders I have ever met. I am so impressed with her leadership skills, how she knows her business, how she is intimate with customers, her leaders, such an incredible organization, and most importantly, with partners. She gets it. The SMC business at Microsoft is a $75 billion juggernaut. They're planning to grow to $100 billion, and they know that partners are the way that they're going to get there. And we have been exposing this acre of diamonds through the work, Sharon's interview, the interviews I've done with her leader, Kevin Piesker, and more of the SMC leadership that we're going to bring to Ultimate Partner and the Ultimate Guide to Partnering. Such incredible opportunities for you as partners and as leaders to take advantage of this amazing acre of diamonds. Heather Deggans, who is the chief marketing officer, also a great friend, joined us as well in that studio. And we talked about the excitement from the America's Partner Organization. And Nina Harding, who has been a guest on the podcast, leading that charge there as Microsoft is driving roughly 50% of Microsoft's revenue runs through this America's Partner business. And their incredible investments on partners. Heather has an amazing passion around partners from her experiences, 30 years experience working at Microsoft now. And she just celebrated her 30th anniversary. And then we had Microsoft reveal its plans with us. We were there at the announcement of CSP being available, the Copilot being available for all customers of all sizes down to the SMB, and that CSPs would now have the ability to sell Copilot into their customers. So that was a great time and a great announcement. And then Yvonne Mensch, one of the leaders in the marketplace organization. She works for Anthony Joseph, who joined us in Dallas. And Yvonne is deep. She has been on the marketplace journey, leading the effort at Microsoft for several years now. And we were able to do a deep dive into the business and the investments available for partners that I believe we exposed for many of you for the very first time with her ISV success program and her marketplace offers. So if you haven't listened to those episodes, you need to go back. There are so many great nuggets, masterclasses, if you will, to how you can achieve your greatest results. And then we went on the road. We went on site. Ultimate Guide to Partnering went on site to Scottsdale, Arizona. We were blessed to be welcomed by the Insight team. Insight is one of Microsoft's top award-winning partners. And I had the chance to bring together two incredible award-winning partners and leaders. You see, I got the chance to interview again two friends and two great leaders. Dee Berger, who's the president of Insight North America, who actually orchestrated the acquisition and merger of SADA Systems, and Tony Savoyan, who's been a great friend for over 12 years now. He's the CEO and founder of SADA. SADA, I've chronicled his amazing journey, his passion, his leadership around partnerships, and how he took SADA from this very small organization to top award-winning partner. And in fact, they were recognized just last week at the Google Next event for the seventh consecutive year as an award-winning partner with Google. And Insight has taken Google's award-winning partner and they've merged it with their award-winning partner on the Microsoft side. And now talk about what an incredible organization they are becoming now. Best in class. They've actually redefined themselves as a solution partner and bringing together ISVs, solutions, stitching it all together for their many customers. And so we had an incredible conversation there about what they're doing that's unique, differentiated, and I hope you have a chance to listen to that episode. And then we opened up the studio here in Boca. Like, what a great time to be here in this. I hope each of you get to come here at some point in time and work with us, with our good friends, Mike Jones, who's on the other side of the camera here in the control room, who's been helping us along, and Media Zones. They've built this incredible studio here. They've been welcoming us here into the studio. Jay McBain, who all of you or many of you know, because I talk about him all the time. If you haven't seen him on our podcast or listened to him before, Jay is an expert in ecosystems and partners and channels at Canalys. He speaks at more conferences and has so much energy around this topic. He joined us in Boca and talked about why every CEO needs to be a partner or ecosystem leader. And we covered off on that. It was a great episode. I decided to go off track because we always talk about partnering. But partners, I see this with all the organizations I work with, they're just not really as effective marketers as they can be. And many of them really need to get better at their LinkedIn strategy. And so I had Brandon Lee, who's a leader in this space. I'll call him a LinkedIn selling expert. He came here to Boca as well, and he gave us a lot of great advice on how to better leverage LinkedIn. This is your always on conference at LinkedIn and how to do it the right way, how to show up the right way in LinkedIn. Great episode, great learnings for each of us on this topic. And then we brought the other hyperscalers in the room. You know, I've been a very strong proponent of Microsoft as a Microsoft executive. Some people have even said, you're the Microsoft guy or the Microsoft person. And so I have also tried to be a little bit more deliberate and balanced by offering some of the others, Google and Amazon, the chance to have their voice, to tell their story, and to help each of us, because many organizations are multi-cloud. Customers have multi-cloud strategies, and partners need to understand how to work with the other tech giants. So we had both Chelsea Berlucci from Google. She is an amazing leader. She's on a fast track. Wow. If you haven't had a chance to listen or see that episode with Chelsea, you need to. Chelsea did an incredible job discussing, and they have built a muscle around co-selling, because I believe this is something too that all organizations need to get right. Like, how do I take my strategy, my alliance and channel, my cloud strategy to the sellers? How do I effectively stitch that together? And Chelsea took us through how her organization is aligned to help partners be more successful with Google Cloud. I then had Josh Green from AWS. Wow, Josh is also an incredible leader. I'll call him the marketplace concierge. He's been the person at AWS that has really helped these organizations, these top ISVs, get to over $1 billion or more with AWS in the last year. And in fact, Josh joined us and took us through the exercise, what he does differently, his principles, in fact, for driving successful results for ISVs. And so Josh was just an incredible guest. And then we had two other amazing episodes, probably two of my favorite episodes. We had the CEO of Integral, Dexter Hardy, a good friend, an incredible company driving hundreds of millions of hours of Azure consumption through their marketplace offers. And what an incredible story as a Black leader driving. He's part of the Black Partner movement, the Black Partner Growth Initiative at Microsoft. And he's just an incredible role model to so many. He's impacting so many lives in positive ways. And he's become a good friend of mine. I love Dexter. What a great episode. What a great time with Dexter here in the studio. And then Greg Sarafin, the chief partner officer at EY, Ernst & Young. This was probably our most dense and detailed episode of the year. In fact, it is truly a masterclass. If you're looking to build your business as a chief partner officer, chief ecosystem officer, you need to listen to what Greg has to say and how he transformed EY's business from under $1 billion to close to $9 billion through partners and through a partner strategy. And in fact, the episode was over an hour and a half. We released about an hour of the episode publicly in the free domain, but we kept 20 minutes of that interview. And it's only available to members of our community. I'm going to talk more about this community in a moment. If you haven't signed up now, now's your chance. I've been tickling each of you about what we're doing and, in fact, how we're driving this change and transformation. All of this content that you see has been free. We have been providing thousands, tens of thousands of hours of my time and of free content through Ultimate Guide to Partnering. We've got an incredible catalog available, and I want each of you to take advantage of it. There is so much content, so many great learnings. A lot of it is evergreen, and it's available to you. If you go to Ultimate Guide to Partnering or the Ultimate Partner Tour website, you can actually search by guest, you can search by topic, you can search by company, and you can see all of the content is available. It's evergreen available. It's also on Apple and Google and Spotify. And now it's all available on YouTube. Even the only Audible audio only episodes are available on YouTube, as well as what we're doing now in the studio with this rich live digital content. As I mentioned, we've been on this journey for the last couple of years, pivoting Ultimate Partner to be more. We've wanted the podcast to be the most highly differentiated podcast. I feel that it's gotten crowded and noisy, and we were one of the first out there. We've been one of the OGs in this partnership world, and we feel that the level of content, the leaders we bring are highly differentiated. Like, you need to be invited to come to Ultimate Guide to Partnering. It's not open for everyone. And we do that deliberately because we want to ensure that we're bringing the top leaders in the industry to you, that leaders that are coming to this platform need to be listened to. Their voices need to be heard. They're sharing something of very high value. And we continue to provide that for free for each of you. But we also feel that that's been like a one way, and we want to create a dialogue. And that's why last year we did the two digital events. It was a way to bring people together, to have this two-way dialogue. We want that two-way dialogue to always be on. So we decided after we did the live event in Dallas that we would build a community. Now, I have to tell you, at first, I didn't want to build a community. I felt that it was a lot of work, and it is a lot of work. And in fact, it requires us to be on all the time, not just like on once in a while. But we also felt strongly that nobody else was providing this voice around hyperscaler-led growth, around cloud go-to-market, and ecosystem-led growth. And we wanted to be there. We wanted to create the community where you could come to and have a dialogue with other leaders, with other partners, with leaders in the industry from the hyperscalers like Microsoft, and from vendors, in fact, that were also providing unique information and ways to help you be the most successful. And so we created what we were originally calling Ultimate Partner Experience, because we wanted it to be a unique experience for each of us, for each of you. And we're shortening the name now to UPX. So UPX, Ultimate Partner Experience, we believe will be that community. We want to create a big tent. I've said this to others. We want to create a big tent because we haven't seen what we looked for. When I left Microsoft, I didn't see the community I was looking for. I joined other communities. I participated. I spoke at many events. But UPX, we want to be that voice. We have created a unique platform. This platform is loaded with content. In fact, maybe even it has too much content. We have hundreds of hours of content. We have all of the podcasts. You can go back to episode 1 of Ultimate Guide to Partnering and run through to this episode, 218, and see all of the rich content there.
I'm so excited to continue our partnership with AG1. Many of you have made taking a green drink supplement part of my health ritual for over 21 years now, and it has made all the difference to my health and well-being. About 6 years ago, Athletic Greens and now their product AG1 became my go-to supplement. AG1 is the first thing I take every morning to power my day. It covers all of my nutritional bases, supports my gut health, gives a boost to my immunity and energy levels. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/VinceM. That's drinkag1.com/VinceM. Check them out.
We also took all of the content from the events we did last year. So the 13 or 14 hours, we created a studio environment for that live event. It's all up there, beautifully curated, 13 hours, 16 sessions. If you're new to Microsoft and working with Microsoft, like if you just watch that event or you just watch the sessions from that event, you're going to learn as much as you need to know to partner with Microsoft from that session. We also have the several hours from the digital event in there as well. We're partnering with other communities. I want this to be a big tent. I mentioned this. I don't see competitors. I see us all working together. I believe that our competition is not each other in this world of partnerships. I believe the competition is getting to the C-suite. It is changing the mindset. It is changing the executive commitment of the C-suite to drive partnering as being a core function or across each of the functions of the organization, from product to customer revenue, to customer support, to marketing, to finance. Every function within the company, every function within the C-suite, partner needs to be embedded into each of those functions. And that's why leaders like Greg Serafin stand out. They're not channel chiefs. They are seasoned professionals that understand how to influence across each area of the business. And that's why that episode is so important. But our goal is to help influence that. We want every organization, and we believe that our audience is the ecosystem. I call it the ecosystem that Bill Gates spawned when he went to Boca Raton. When he came down here in 1981 and met with IBM, who was leading its PC division back then here in Boca Raton, they didn't have an operating system. He could have sold them MS-DOS. Instead, he licensed MS-DOS. And that sparked a movement. That sparked a change. ISVs, independent software vendors, actually became a thing. Microsoft became one of the largest, the largest. Builders became a thing because they licensed the components of the computer. So Michael Dell started making computers in his dorm room. Compaq was the fastest company to a billion. Resellers like CDW started sending magazines to your home and to your office to sell you components and PCs and software. And reselling and VARs, valuator resellers, became a thing. This ecosystem grew and grew and grew to well over 500,000 organizations. If I just use Microsoft's numbers, it's 500,000, but it's more than that, in fact. And it's the same ecosystem that each of the hyperscalers cares about that I talked about earlier, this dominance of hyperscalers. They really are the rails that all of us are riding on, that all of us need to understand and understand how to attribute with, to work with, to co-sell with, or at least know that they exist. And that's the world that we operate from. We operate from that hyperscaler lens. We don't think that any other events company, any other media company, and certainly that any other community is laser focused on this. And that's why UPS exists. And it's why we want you to be part of this with us. So today I have a big announcement. Not only do I want you to join UPX and come on board, we're offering 50% off, by the way. I believe we're going to keep that 50% off offer for your first year subscription. We're going to keep that open for a period of time. But I have another big announcement. You see, here in Boca Raton, in this studio, which, by the way, is a 4,200 square foot facility. This is an incredible facility. Like, I can't show you it all right now, but we're gonna provide links to MediaZone and to so you can see this incredible facility that they built. We are gonna host an event. We're gonna host a very small event because it can only seat 40 people. But we've been working with MediaZone and with our incredible team at Ultimate Partner and the events team that Urban that we've been working with at our previous event to bring a small curated group of executives here in person on May 30th. That's Thursday, May 30th in Boca Raton. We're gonna offer up a few select seats to individuals to join us. But let me tell you who's gonna be in the room. Microsoft has come on board as one of the title sponsors. Microsoft is gonna be in the room in a big way. We're going to have leaders across the three priorities of Microsoft. We're going to have the marketplace organization. Jason Rook will be here leading the charge, talking about the marketplace moment and what Microsoft is doing differentiated to drive incredible results with partners. Tackle is also going to be here. Tackle is going to be the other top sponsor of this event. And Tackle, as many of you may know, is a leader in this marketplace movement. They've been talking about and building software around marketplaces since 2016. And John Yonke and other leaders from Tackle will be here as well, talking about ecosystem-led growth, talking about marketplaces. We'll also have other executives from Microsoft on the AI front, on what ISVs need to do differently, on the cloud. And then we're going to have a leader from Sharon Schoenborn's organization and from Kevin Piesker's organization on SMC to continue to have that dialogue around this acre of diamonds. They will all be here in person, and we will have this executive summit. But not only will this event be for the 40 people in the room, it will also be for you. We are going to live stream the entire event. We're going to do a one-day live stream. Open to all, but we're going to hold back some of the content specifically, or at least the ability to chat with our UPX community. Also in the room will be our UPX ambassadors. We're going to bring some of the experts, what I like to call the ultimate partner dream team. These are people that know how to get it right, that have worked with some of the top ISVs and SIs and partners in the universe to help them achieve their greatest results. So they're going to lead a panel discussion. And we're also going to have some award-winning partners in the room. Some of them like Integral, Dexter will be here. We'll also have leaders from other award-winning Microsoft partners. They'll be participating in a panel discussion about how they have achieved their greatest results and been award-winning partners. So if you haven't joined our community yet, we hope you join us soon. So we're going to bring this event to you live, and we're so excited to stream this event to you on May 30th. If you haven't joined our community, now's the time. We hope to build this community to 10,000, at least 10,000. We think that each of us need to be here. I'm a little bit biased as the leader and CEO of Ultimate Partner, but I want this to be your community. Each of our ambassadors are hosting incredible sessions. I'm going to be hosting monthly Ask Me Anything starting here soon, this coming week. So we hope you come join us. We hope you bring your questions into the room. We want you to participate. We want you to build the muscle that you don't necessarily have today. And if you have the muscle, we want you to be able to share with others. We think that there's a huge opportunity for experience sharing, for growing together, to help each of us achieve our greatest results. So only a handful of people will be able to be here live, but we are also going to hold a raffle. And I haven't even shared this with the team now, right? I'm gonna give away a ticket to the event to one of the next people. We're gonna take anybody that signs up for Ultimate Partner Experience. You will be put into a raffle. We will pick a name from that and award you with a free pass to come be here with all of those leaders in person at this event, this executive summit, the Ultimate Partner Executive Summit on May 30th. I also want to recognize some of the sponsors that have come here early with us. We also have Media Zones. I mentioned them. They provided this amazing studio to us. If you don't know Media Zones, you need to go to their website and learn more about them. I'm blessed to also have Impartner coming on board as a sponsor of Ultimate Guide to Partnering and this event. And Impartner will be in the room. Transcends Marketing. Ashley Vogstad has been an amazing partner, leader. She's been a great friend as well. Transcends is a sponsor of this event. And Integral. I've mentioned Dexter several times. Integral is also sponsoring the event. We will also announce some of our other sponsors, some of those in the coming days. We're excited for this. We hope to build something that's unique, that's never been built before. I've talked about my love of the work of Walt Disney and what he built that was highly differentiated and unique. And I've talked about Disneyland and Disney World and just his passion and vision. And we have a passion and vision at Ultimate Partner. And we think that what we're doing is unique. We think in our own way that it's a unique experience and harkens back to a time like no other in the work that he did. But hopefully we're going to create that experience for each of us, for each of you. We want you to become the Ultimate Partner. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank each of you for viewing, listening to over 200 amazing guests. These leaders, each of them, they strike my heart. I mean, I have had so many conversations with people that have just, I've learned so much from each of you. I've learned so much from each of them. People that have lifted their voices, that have shared their trials, their tribulations, how they've overcome obstacles, how they have come to achieve their greatest results in their lives, how they've achieved more. And I really have a passion around this. I want each of us to achieve more. I want to thank you for your support. I want to thank you for listening. And I want to help bring this collective voice together to help each of us achieve more. As I said earlier, we won't stop. I'm dedicating the next 10 years. And that's a huge commitment of time and energy. You see, I believe that it's so important. I have the scars as a partner leader. I have the scars of seeing how organizations just haven't gotten it right, have not had the right mindset, have not made the right executive commitment, have not put in place the principles to achieve more, to achieve their greatest results. And hopefully through this journey, we will go through together. We will get every one of the organizations that we know to this next level of partnering. You see, it's partnering. It's ecosystem-led growth. It's not channeling. Channel is one way to describe what we do, but it's really around the art and science of effective partnering. And that's why we hope to continue to be your ultimate guide to partnering. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you. I'm Vince Menzione, and my mission is to help each of you achieve your greatest results. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating in the dialogue and the discourse on LinkedIn and other channels. And I want to thank each of you for supporting, for listening, and subscribing to The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Ultimate Guide to Partnering. Online at ultimateguidetopartnering.com. If you like this episode, I'd be thrilled if you left us up to a 5-star review on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us to continue to feature amazing guests. Also, please check out and subscribe to our new YouTube channel, Ultimate Partner. We'll catch you next time on The Ultimate Guide to Partnering.